Ontario's Christian Superstation, Life 100.3, Stars Go Dim, that was Heaven on Earth. Joining me in studio from Apologetics Canada, we have Wes Huff. What do you tell someone, Wes, who is very active in their church? They're there maybe 3 days a week, Sunday, Bible study, prayer meeting, whatever it is, but they don't have a lot of non-Christian friends. How can they share the gospel if they're not with people who don't know Jesus?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think if you open up Paul's letter to the church in Rome, at the very beginning, Paul says that he longs to preach the gospel to them. Mm-hmm. And I think we often see the gospel as something that is preached to non-believers, when in reality, we need to preach the gospel to ourselves. You know, the gospel message isn't just something like a one-stop shop. It's a message that we continually need to be reminded of. And whether you have, you know, a lot of non-believing, non-Christian family members and friends or not, the gospel message is something that permeates our being. And so it's something that we need to preach to our children. It's something that we need to preach to our spouse. It's something that we need to preach to ourselves as a reminder. It's not just a message. It's the life of the believer that is transformed by the Holy Spirit. And so if, you know, you're not going out and doing evangelism, although, you know, do that, go out, engage in those types of conversations. At the same time, there are lots of ways to live out the gospel and live out the gospel in a way that is missional within settings that are Christian exclusive.
Do you have any practical tips for someone who maybe would like to have some more non-Christians in their life?
I think it is a lot more tricky now, especially in this age that we live in, because I used to engage in a lot of conversations on the subway in Toronto, and that's a little bit trickier now. It's getting easier, I think, over time. It certainly has been tricky over these last 2 years, but even just engaging in conversations with our coworkers about things that matter. I mean, we all want to talk about things that are going on and finding openings. And at the end of the day, prayer that that would happen. I'm always surprised, and I shouldn't be, that every time I pray for the Holy Spirit to create openings for me to share the gospel, it happens. Now, it almost always happens when I don't want it to, right? That's the way the Holy Spirit works. I think the listeners would be surprised that if they're praying for those opportunities to be opened, the Spirit will always lead us in God's timing to those opportunities. The gospel message has always been controversial. You know, Paul said it was foolishness to the Greeks. It was a stumbling block to the Jews. And even that word that we translate as foolishness, it's the Greek word moronos. It's literally where we get the word moron from, right? You know, the message of the gospel is moronic. It was in Paul's day. It has been throughout the ages, and it is today. And we as Christians maybe need to accept an aspect of that, that we're proclaiming a message that is going to go against the grain of the culture. But, you know, the fish that's running downstream is the dead fish. And so we need to make sure that despite a lot of the hangups, we are confident in the truth of the gospel and proclaiming that.